This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
UEFA Euro 2024 on RNIB Connect Radio. No matter who you're supporting, catch up on all the latest news and results on RNIB Connect Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the first show on the RNIB Connect Radio for the a build-up looking towards the 2024 European Men's Championships, the Football Championships. This is going to be a small series of shows following Scotland and England and actually Italy's journey, funnily enough, through the tournament, and also picking up on all the major talking points and, yeah, the enjoyment that we can gather from the tournament over the next 3 or 4 weeks. Joining us through the next few episodes are going to be some representatives across the RNIB community, so people from Scotland and England cheering on their teams and giving their thoughts and opinions of what's going on. And joining us today are some of those community members. So we have Andrew, we have Billy, we have Macker, Jean and Alessio. And I'll just hand it over to these guys to give their introductions of where they're from and who they're supporting in this year's tournament.
Hi, I'm Andrew Palmer. I'm supporting England.
I'm Billy Horsburgh. I'm from Fife and I will be supporting Scotland.
Hi, I'm Macker from Durham. Proud RNIB Scotland volunteer, and I'm supporting Scotland.
Yeah, I'm from Dumfries, and I am supporting Scotland.
Hello, my name's Alessio. I'm from Cambridge, and will be supporting Italy.
Perfect. Thank you very much, everybody. So, a great eclectic mix of teams and locations across the UK. So, looking at Scotland, maybe the underdogs of the tournament here in this call. So, we'll go and see how we fare against Germany on Friday night, the opening match of the tournament. Really exciting. So, what does it mean, Billy, to open the tournament against the host, Germany?
I think it's a great feeling to open the tournament against Germany. I remember back in 1998 when we opened the tournament against France. I was in a pub called Peach Pit in Mallorca. We had our face painted with a Scotland flag and everything, and it was just a great atmosphere. And I am looking forward to experiencing the same sort of atmosphere.
A great party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one woman that knows what a party atmosphere is like. Jean, how are you looking forward to Friday night?
Well, the news that I'm a party animal is great because I'm 80. Looking forward, I'll give you a biblical quotation. It's better sometimes to travel, hopefully, than to arrive. I think the whole thing is tremendously exciting. I'm delighted we're there, and we've got something in our pocket that maybe everyone doesn't have, and that's the fans.
Absolutely. You're spot on, Jean. And Macker, what's your plans for Friday night? How are you watching it, and how do you think it will go on Friday against Germany?
Yeah, I'm coming up to Edinburgh on Friday. Going to spend time with my good friend, who's a RNIB Scotland member. And yeah, we're hopefully going to cheer Scotland on to, well, I'd take a draw. As I said on our RNIB Scotland football call earlier, I think it'll be difficult, but I think Scotland have got, you know, the players that can hurt Germany on the break. And I think it'll be pretty compact. But I think Scotland, you know, I think we'll hit them on the counter, and let's hope we come out victorious.
I like the optimism, Macker. Fantastic. And looking at the holders of the tournament, actually, in Italy, great success last time out in the final against England at Wembley. So, right. Alessio, how do you fancy the Italians this year and the squad that they have?
Yeah, I mean, 2021 was a great occasion, but unfortunately, I think we've lost quite a few key players from that squad, especially like Chiellini, Bonucci, Verratti in the midfield. So I'm not as confident. I mean, I wasn't really confident in 2021. I think we're on a good unbeaten streak that yeah, that we've definitely gotten worse.
So you've lost a lot of experience, obviously, in the squad. Is there any players that stand out just now? Any young players or any players that are bang on form that you think will be important for you this summer?
Federico Chiesi was obviously their last tournament. quite a lot of young players and a new manager who had great success with Napoli but hadn't been with the national team that long. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
You sound like a Scotland fan. looking at the favourites of the tournament, a great squad in the England camp. Andrew, how do you feel that the group stages will go against Serbia, Denmark and then Slovenia, and overall how England will do in the tournament?
Hopefully we'll get a win, but I'll settle for a draw at this moment if the worst comes to the worst. Fingers crossed.
And then going on against Denmark and Slovenia for the remainder of the tournament, how do you think? Do you think England will finish top of their group?
Yeah, I think there's a strong possibility, but it all depends really on the first game and how we play. We've got a couple issues, you know, with defence, but yeah, we should top the group or at least come second.
Any single player that you think will be a standout for England this summer who's going to be the most important player?
Bellingham or Kane?
Yeah. I would go along with that, actually. Great. I think England's probably important game in that group will probably be Denmark. I think Denmark are probably maybe the only ones in that group that could maybe challenge England. I think England will be good enough to get out of the group anyway, that's for sure.
So having looked at Scotland, England and Italy, who are represented on this call, are there any other teams that stand out to you that might be underdogs, that might cause a couple of upsets, or they might have one or two star players in there which can shine in the tournament?
Well, as well as Scotland being underdogs, I do think there are teams like Slovakia, Slovenia, Romania, who might be good to watch. I'm going back like from the last World Cup with the African teams, which proved to be good. So I'm looking for sort of the same, and maybe these underdog teams, as well as Scotland, will make an impact and shine throughout the tournament. So I'm also looking forward to watching their matches as well.
I would go along with that. I mean, I think you have to look at teams like Belgium as well. They've always come on the rails. You know, they've got a good striker in Lukaku and... I think they've got a reasonable group. And I think once you get out of the group and it becomes, you know, knockout football, then I think that's when it gets really exciting because you're like, well, okay, it's a knockout game now. Anything can happen. You know, you sort of get a warm-up in the group stage. But once there, the group stage is sort of end. Then the tournament really starts to kick in.
Belgium are always picked to be one of the teams to look out for in these championships, but they don't really seem to live up to that expectation. Although they've got a lot of stars in the team, they do seem to crack as the tournament goes on, which is a shame because they're a good team to watch.
There's also teams like Switzerland and Hungary who did remember they did quite well in the last Euros. Especially Switzerland, I think they knocked out France. Spain knocked them out on penalties, but they got all the way to the quarters. I don't think anyone was expecting much from them.
I think Hungary are a real danger, actually, in Scotland's group. I think they're a danger to us because I'm sure they went through their qualification campaign unbeaten. I mean, yeah, they lost a friendly to Republic of Ireland just recently, but you can't really take a lot from friendlies. I mean, you know, if you look at the friendlies, Germany sort of drew Ukraine and then they came back and beat Greece. And obviously, you know, Scotland drew with Finland and beat Gibraltar. And England lost to Iceland. So take from that what you will. But again, you know, once the group stages ends, which is a shame when it ends because there is a lot of matches, but tournament football, knockout football, and it becomes pressure on players, on managers, and they know that every decision that they make is key. And I love all the tactics and stuff like that, and all of the build up to the knockout stage. But taking nothing away from the group stage because the group stage will be really good.
One team we seem to be not looking at are Spain. I always think they're dangerous. An eye on them. Maybe it's all that suntan lotion that's getting in my eyes here, but I think, you know, if you have a look at them, they have a stern resolve in a lot of ways and have a way of winning games that you think they couldn't.
I agree with that as well. I think, you know, Spain, they know how to win. And, like, mm-hmm. when they're struggling in a match, they know how to just get themselves over the line. And that's the remark of a good spirited team. And that's something you always get off Spain. You always sort of know where you are with Spain. And that's my point with regards to Belgium, really. If Belgium could get like that, then they would be a much better team. But I totally agree on Spain.
They're in Italy's group, so I'm slightly concerned. Yeah,
that'll be some cracking matches, actually. Well, I think that was a great look into and some insight into the other teams to look out for in the tournament. And we'll obviously be cheering on our home nations and Italy within this call, all the representation that we have here. So, thanks everybody for your contributions, and we'll look forward to continuing to chat about the games as the tournament progresses. What we'll do is we'll just take one word from everybody on who they think, what country you think will win the tournament come the 14th of July this year. So, Andrew.
England.
Billy.
France.
Macca.
Yeah, I can't see past France, to be honest. Yeah, France.
Jean.
England.
What? Said through gritted teeth, Jean.
Absolutely.
And Alessio.
Portugal.
Portugal, interesting. Any particular reason for Portugal?
They've got quite a lot of good players. Obviously, Ronaldo's still there, who is he's a born winner. Probably his last chance he's won the Euros before, but another chance to win another Euros.
So, looking towards the fixtures this weekend, of course, excitingly, Scotland open up the tournament against the hosts Germany in Munich on Friday night at 8 o'clock, and England start their campaign on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, so plenty to look forward to this weekend. And you can all expect to hear us again chatting about the football and the European Championships over the coming weeks on RNIB Connect Radio, and wishing all the teams all the best of luck for the next few weeks. The RNIB Community Connect team also have a weekly Scottish football call, so that's Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, and there are other ways to engage with RNIB through talking support and peer support groups if you are interested in football and engaging and chatting with other people with sight loss who are also passionate about following the game. So if you are interested in trying out any of the football calls or any of the services through RNIB, Community Connection or Talking Support, then of course you can always call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.